Hello, welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, Marianne Penn, and Robin Quine. We have more news items, information desk, and a second feature.
Hello, everyone. First, we have some news stories. Our first is about a local actress who is appearing in a new blockbuster film, The Flash, followed by a football team reunion, a music star making a surprise visit to Eastern College, and two items about a city centre pub under new management. A Norwich woman has spoken of her surreal time on the set of the new Flash film as she stars in the new DC movie. Florence Wright plays the role of a neonatal nurse in the adaptation who gets saved by the Flash, played by Ezra Miller. During the scene, Miss Wright performed stunts while attached to wires and involving CGI as the Gotham General Hospital collapses and she and the babies are saved by the superhero. Miss Wright said the actor was really lovely, very charismatic, very kind and supportive as well. The actress, who moved to Norwich from London in lockdown to be closer to her family, got the role after submitting a self-tape for a confidential film. It was a stab in the dark which played off when Miss Wright discovered she had got the part and that it was in the Warner Brothers blockbuster hit with no prior stunt acting experience. The filming, which took place around 2 years ago, is the actress's first big feature film after doing smaller scale films and theatre previously. Miss Wright says she loves it in Norwich and is excited to get involved with theatre projects locally.
Hundreds of youngsters were treated to a shock performance from a chart-topped pop star over the weekend. 90s pop icon Peter Andre was surprise guest of honour at Ascendfest, a special event organised for the Norfolk Music Hub for children with special education needs and disabilities. The singer, whose hits include Mysterious Girl and Insania, performed for families at the free event on Saturday held at Eastern College. The show also saw an appearance from CBeebies horticultural presenter Mr. Bloom. During the event, there were several activities and workshops organized for children, including a football fun factory, street music, and beatboxing. One parent said it was absolutely brilliant. So well planned and organised, great workshops, loads of information, perfect venue, and as for Peter Andre, how are you going to top that next year? Tracy Sesme, chairman of Family Voice Norfolk, said, "It was a brilliant day for families, jam-packed with activities, workshop opportunities, and much more. It was a wonderful opportunity to all for come together and celebrate the uniqueness of our children and young people with special needs."
League-winning footballers from a city school rolled back the years as they reunited for the first time in 40 years. Most of Falcon Middle School's 1978-79 champions had not seen each other since their triumph, but that all changed after a Facebook post earlier in the month. One of the players, Jason Wilson, posted a picture of the team on a Sprouston Facebook page, asking if any of his teammates were in the group. Stuart Dan replied, and together the pair set about finding the rest of the squad. Together, the pair were able to get 12 players together for the reunion, with some absent due to other commitments, and now they are planning to make it a yearly event. Mr. Dan said, "When it was posted, me and another lad saw it, and then it all just snowballed from there." Mr. Dan, who has lived in Sprouston for 38 years and works in IT for Aviva, said, "Plans are already afoot for the next meetup, which he hopes will see more players attend." Following the reunion at the Blue Ball pub, he added, "We have to get together again. Ideally, we'd like to start doing this on a yearly basis."
A coalition of city pubs hope to challenge the likes of Leeds Otley Run and London's Bermondsey Mile for the best pub crawl in the country. From the rosemary to the ribs of beef, 9 watering holes in the NR3 area have all agreed to be involved. To celebrate the launch of the NR3 Beer Mile, 4 days of events are planned in August, offering everything from live music to limited edition beers. The 9 pubs that have chosen to be involved, as well as the brewery tap, are the Malton Mardle, the Rosebery, the Duke of Wellington, the Artichoke, the Stanley, the Cottage, the Ribs of Beef, and the Leopard. Pokemon-style cards will be available at each pub, giving punters the chance to collect them all and complete the beer mile. It is hoped a lineup of more than 200 beers will be on offer over the weekend, alongside a huge selection of ciders.
One of Norwich's historic city centre pubs is to reopen this week after it was taken on by a couple living nearby in a spur-of-the-moment decision. The Walnut Tree Shades in Old Post Office Court had closed for a short period of time after its previous publicans of 20 years, Claire and Dale Brooks, took on the brickmakers in Sprowston Road. But now the Victorian-era pub has reopened after undergoing refurbishment work with the new tenants Rachel and Mark Scarlett, who live just across the road. Rachel says the pair are planning to make small changes to the pub in order to improve it while still keeping things familiar. She said, "It was a real spur-of-the-moment decision. We saw our local pub was up for grabs, so we went for it. We've never done anything like this before. The site has been home to a pub since at least 1841, and the new managers are hoping to make the most of that heritage." Rachel continued, "We've exposed the beautiful Victorian back bar, which was previously being obscured by optics, and we're just making everything that little bit fancier."
And so, from gunpowder explosions to fires, one of the city's oldest pubs has had an eventful history. The Walnut Tree Shades in Norwich Old Post Office Court has just been taken on by these new publicans, Rachel and Mark Scarlett, after previous operators of 20 years, Dale and Claire Brooks, moved on to the brickmakers. But in the pub's beginning, the transfer of ownership was not as peaceful. One of the Walnut Tree Shades' earliest landlords, George Dady, died aged 27 in 1859 of a suspected suicide. Custody of the pub was passed on to his wife, who died just a year later in a gunpowder explosion at the Gunmaker in Little Orford Street. Then in 1863, under the ownership of William Edward Philby, a fire broke out at the pub after the fireplace ignited the woodwork and burst through the interior. The fire inflicted minimal damage to the building, but Mr. Philby went bankrupt the same year. In modern times, the venue has been known for its live music and open mic nights, which have now moved to the brickmakers, with the pub's new owners focusing on making it fancier.